From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 14th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some green on the screen here on the open in the grain markets. Not a lot of news to talk about. The crop condition report released yesterday afternoon did show decreasing wheat conditions. That's not a shock to the market, but that's giving a little bit of support to wheat. The planting progress on both corn and beans, a touch higher than the average, or the five-year average. South and east, good planting progress. North and west, slowed by too much rain right now. So kind of a tale of two cities there as far as planting and field progress goes. But overall, across the entire country, we are a little bit higher than expected. We do see the markets a little bit higher here with May corn now up 2 cents, 4.42 and a quarter. July corn up 1 and a half at 4.52 and a half. September futures up a half a cent at 4.56, with December up a quarter of a cent, 4.71 and a quarter. March of 27 corn up a quarter of a cent at 4.84. On the bean side, we are seeing some, I guess the feature here late last week and so far this week has been oil meal spread unwinding. We've had a lot of speculative and commercial trades that have featured long soy oil, short soy meal. That spread has been unwound here, and that continues today with soy meal higher. May soy meal up $4.50 a ton at $336.40. May soy oil down 43 points at 66.07. That still keeps crush margins solid and allows for the crushers and commercials to buy beans. So we are higher in beans right now, with May beans up 5 3/4, 11.68 even, just a half a cent off of session highs so far. July beans up a nickel at 11.82 and a half. August beans up 4 1/4 at 11.75. September up 3 3/4 at 11.53 and a half. November beans up 3, 11.52 3/4. And January up 2 3/4 at 11.63 and a half. And those worsening crop conditions still very, very dry in the Western Plains, particularly Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, just not getting enough rain right now. And it is supporting the wheat. May Chicago wheat up 5 3/4 at 5.88. The July up a nickel at 5.96 1/4. May Kansas City wheat up a dime on the high of the day right now, 6.13 1/4. In the July, up 9 3/4 at 6.26 1/4. We're also on the high of the day in the July Minneapolis wheat, up 5 cents at 6.44 1/4. Also seeing strong gains in the livestock sector, particularly the cattle market, continuing now into new contract highs in the live cattle, up 282 in the Aprils at 253.40. June live cattle up $3.05, 251.55. August up 277 at 247.22. October's up 222. 243.05, and the feeders up sharply as well. May feeders up 432 right now. They are not into new contract highs yet, so the live cattle outpacing the recent gains on feeders. Still up 432 in that April feeder, 377.15. August up 425 at 377.57. And the hogs a little bit lower. April's down a dime at 90.40, and the June's down 32 at 102.80. All eyes also on the crude oil market, and right now front month crude oil futures down $4.38 a barrel at 94.70. Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. 1A is coming up on AM 580 at 9 a.m. and Classic Mornings with Vic DiGeronimo on FM 90.9. Currently here in Urbana, overcast sky, 68 degrees, southwest wind 16 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.